following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The hustle and bustle of the holidays is over, so it's time to organize the clutter. Come into Lowe's now through January 3rd and experience the Reorganize event. Right now, you can get 20% off in-stock closet wire shelving. Plus, get 10% off major appliances, $397 or more. So get organized now and shop the Reorganize event at Lowe's. Experience. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Offer valid 12/24/10 to 1/3/11. While supplies last, see store for details. Valid in U.S. only.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you'll end up paying over $400,000 after interest. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001.
What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
Don't you love, we love local. Love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers.
But that's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Contact the show at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776, or email the show at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice!
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
It is Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. It is Christmas Tuesday. Glad to have you with us on the program. We're pretty full today. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Mike Eckler is going to join us, the Nebraska linebacker coach, for another 9.5 days. And then he will be the defensive co-coordinator, co-defensive coordinator, however you want to say it, with Doug Mallory at Indiana. He's going to join us here coming up in a couple of minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, Jared Crick, Nebraska defensive tackle. A lot of things going on with the Huskers. Ricky Thanars, Baker Steinkuhler out. Coaches leaving. Sean Watson's up for the Miami of Ohio job, apparently, which is weird, except that he was an assistant coach there from 87 to 93. But the feeling was is that if he took a head coaching job, it would be a bigger head coaching job in a better conference, a major conference.
The top two, yeah. I was,
you know, top eight conference, top seven conference, a BCS conference, even if it was a Vanderbilt or a team that was looking to, that hasn't been good in a while. And Miami of Ohio has just come off the MAC championship, winning the game, not the outright regular season. That was Northern Illinois. But there's all that going on with the Huskers. So we'll talk with Jared about that. And right now, we'll have him lie to us about how fired up they are about going to the Holiday Bowl and playing Washington. Fired up probably for the Holiday Bowl because it'll be nice. Playing Washington,
no.
No matter what he says, no. Also on the show, Kathy Mettenbrink, Centura girls basketball coach in the last half of the show. They're going to get to spend their holidays in a warm climate as well. But this is in Florida as they are going down there for a holiday tournament, and they're unbeaten on the season, and they've rolled up their first five opponents, and we'll talk with the coach about that. Ironically, a quirk in their schedule, they've played all their games at home so far. And if I look at the schedule correctly, they have three more home games this year. Three, Tony. Oh. Three more home games this year. Last year, of course, the first five games were on the road. In fact, I think everything before Christmas, because I think this Palmer game is new, and then pretty much everything after that was at home. So,
how does the state equate points? Do we know that when they go to Florida, when a team goes? I mean, it doesn't happen very often, especially with a Class C school.
We'll ask Kathy how that affects them. But it's just an out-of-state team, just like all other out-of-state schools around the world. So that's what you've got to deal with there. So we'll see. And as Coach says, it's hard to know the level of talent. They kind of tell you the size of the schools. Who would you like to play? You want to play somebody bigger? This kind of pool has this many kids coming back. And Centura, of course, with pretty much everybody without a senior on the team. from last year, and so they're off to a very good start, averaging 70 points per ball game. So we'll talk to her. But that's all coming up on the program today here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug, obviously last night, Monday Night Football took center stage with what was going on, and then the late breaking news that Brett Favre all of a sudden gets shots apparently in his shoulder and can't feel it and goes out and plays. The last thing Mike Ditka says on the broadcast, they're going around the table, everybody giving their 2 cents worth on the whole Favre deal. Mike Ditka says, guys, I respect Brett Favre. He goes on and on and just about says, I can't say a bad thing about Brett Favre, what he's given to this game. He's a Hall of Famer, on and on and on. I just hope he doesn't get hurt. A night like this, field conditions like this, I just hope something bad doesn't happen. You know, and the first quarter came, and he fires a pass out to Percy Harvin. He makes a nice move, gets in for the six, and you think, oh, maybe Brett Favre, it's one of those Monday Night Magic things, and then boom.
And it didn't look that bad. He got sacked. He got sacked, but his helmet hit the ground, and his head was in the helmet. So, of course, that hurt.
Yes, it must have hurt. I still think that how he got ready to play last night when he was ruled out in the middle of the week is just a Brett Favre miraculous. You know, it's one of those. Obviously, he's been a quick healer his whole life, and he found a way to get out there. Couldn't sustain it, but I just cannot. But Mike Ditka is saying, you just hope something bad. That's got to be the end, doesn't it? That's absolutely got to be the end. I don't see Brett Favre coming back these last 2 weeks and doing anything. I don't see him ever putting on a uniform again.
Well, we'll see what happens. Some believe that since their last game, I think it's against Detroit, that they'll have a chance to suit up and maybe kind of the swan song there and let him go out and take a few snaps. And since they're out of it, Detroit's out of it, kind of a fun game, kind of like, you know, letting Michael Strahan sack him. You know, he's a gamer. So there you go. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up on the program today as well. So glad to have you. And a couple, Danny, I don't know, we always, people get so fired up for commits and your recruiting class and all that, and things look to be going good for the Huskers. Now all of a sudden you've got a couple of kids that say they're going to change things up. Corner Tevin Mitchell decides he wants to go to Arkansas. Again, you don't sign until February. The tight end that 10 days ago said he was coming to Nebraska, 9 days ago says, well, now I'm not so sure. You know, I think these kids have been watching 30 on 30 in the Pony Express. You know,
well, that's what it sounds like at Arkansas. Better. They've got all these secondary violations coming out of Tevin Mitchell's recruiting trip. Unbelievable.
Doesn't happen, hopefully, in our backyard. But, Daddy, a change going on, and this is what we expected.
Yeah, Coach Mike Eckler joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Linebackers coach at the University of Nebraska. Former. Now, the defensive coordinator. Co-defensive coordinator for the Indiana Hoosiers. Coach, welcome back to the show. Congratulations on a job advancement.
Hey, are you trying to kick me out already, man? I'm actually bold. I still got one more game left.
Well, the first thing I got to know is, when I contacted you 2 weeks ago, were we the first ones to ask you if you're going to Indiana?
Jeez.
Yeah, you probably were, but that's because you're part of the mob.
The same guy that just went nuts 2 weeks ago, stay off the blogs, stay off the chat board, and Daddy investigating. A little something extra for Coach Eckler in the Christmas stocking this year. And I just want you to know, and of course Steve Sipple has a great article in the Lincoln Journal Star today, I just want you to know that Eck, every day that I come in to do the show, I reach up and rub Daddy's head for extra inspiration.
Oh, geez, that's... You know what? You got issues just like I do then. I appreciate you.
If you didn't see the story today, there's a little quote from Coach Eckler about walking into the stadium.
I thought you might rub Daddy's belly or something.
Well, it's a lot of belly. It's a lot of belly, and there's harassment lawsuits going on all over the place, Eck. So you never know. It talks about Coach Eckler respecting Tom Osborne and the statue out front. So just, you can check that out on the Journal Star website.
Coach, talk about the decision to move your family to Indiana, a decision that sounds like your kids aren't real popular with right now.
Yeah, I tell you what, I told our players Saturday morning after practice, and I couldn't even talk. I mean, I stood there for about 2 minutes, and I was I truly couldn't have a word come out. I was just crying too hard. I mean, those guys mean the world to me, and I love those guys, and I've had just an unbelievable experience here, and I can't thank Bo enough for bringing me along and making me a part of this deal, and you know, then shoot, I come home, I walk in the door about 3 hours later, and my wife meets me at the door, and she says, you know, you need to tell the kids. And so I sit the kids down on the couch, and my little boy, who's JJ, who's 10, is crying. My little girl, Boo, who's 9, she's crying. And Abby, she's crying. And they said, Dad, we're not moving. You know, and JJ's like, Dad, I hate you. I'm not moving. And so that went over well. But then you know, my wife that night, she's crying, and it's been good. It's been well received.
I know it's hard for kids to pick up and move because they have friends and they leave that. But obviously, Coach, you have friends as well. But I want to ask, Mike Eckler's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You haven't been entrenched anywhere in your young career outside of probably the longest is being at Kansas State, where you played your football. So you have picked up and moved every 3, 4, 2 years and had a variety of jobs in your young career. Does it make it easier to do that because you know in your heart you're making advancement and you're doing it for the good of yourself and your family, and hopefully this eventually in a few years will take you to the next level?
Well, I think this. I really believe that in your gut, in your heart, you know when it's time. And you know when the right opportunity comes about. And there's been 4 or 5 things in the last few years that I've had opportunities to go out and do, and just wasn't the right situation. And this just I went and looked into it, and I know Kevin Wilson really well. I got a ton of respect for him, and he's a lot like Bo, and he's a great family guy, and that's really important to me because we have 4 young ones, and. You know, and I just thought, all in all, I mean, it just was a really, really great opportunity to take a program that's maybe been down for quite a while and really jumpstart it and build something special there. I was a part of it as a player at Kansas State, and you know, I know how much fun that was, and I really want to be a part of doing that there at Indiana. But again, you know, my focus right now, I mean, aside from all that, I mean, I've talked about it a little bit, but shoot, I'm in the office, and all I want to do is win this last game against Washington, and you know, go out with see Levante break that record this year, and see Will and the rest of those guys go out there, play their hearts out, and go out the right way.
Eck, I guess from people on the outside, everybody wants to make more of this, and this is a job advancement. Obviously, there's a rift between you and Bo, and there's people splitting hairs. Would you dispel those rumors?
Well, you know, it's crazy because, I mean, I've been with Bo for 7 years, and I consider him he's my boss, but, I mean, he's a great friend. And, you know, he's been a tremendous friend to our whole family. And I owe everything I have in coaching to that guy. So for people to say that there's a rift between he and I mean, that's absurd. And I think the world of him, and I think he's an unbelievable coach, and couldn't be more grateful for everything that he's done for myself and for my family. And it just comes a point in time where I'm kind of in the situation, you know, with Carl's the defensive coordinator, and you know, Marvin is, you know, does what he does, and JP, and I'm just kind of log jammed down there, and need to break free a little bit, and go out there on my own, and cut my teeth, and that's all that it amounts to. I mean, it's difficult to leave your home state and leave these players that you love, and. But it just, you know, from a professional standpoint, to go and grow, I mean, you have to do it.
Nebraska linebacker coach Mike Eckler, who is now the co-defensive coordinator at Indiana, joins us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I had a similar question, Mike, just maybe a little different. When you are a coach There are offensive-minded coaches. There are defensive-minded coaches. Obviously, we know Bo Pelini was brought in here as a defensive-minded coach. So does that make it tougher? You talk about having the opportunity to have a little bit more say and mold the defense at Indiana. Does it make it more difficult, or was it easier being a defensive coach in a defensive system, I guess is what I'm trying to say, because you can learn a little bit more, or what do you think that has been like the last 3 years?
It's been awesome. I mean, it's been absolutely incredible because you have your head coach and you know, sitting in on every meeting. And, you know, and really not only your head coach, but you're talking about a guy who coached linebackers in the NFL for 6 years. And I mean, it's kind of his baby. And so every little thing, you know, he's always asking why. You know, how are you saying this? How are you teaching this? You know, why are you doing this? And with each question, I mean, it makes you think that much more. And he's such a perfectionist, and he's taught me so much, and I just feel like I'm ready, you know, from that standpoint. And now I'm going to go, you know, in a situation that's quite a bit different, working for a head coach who's an offensive guy, and going in there with a good friend of mine, with Doug Mallory, and you know, who's a great guy on the back end and the secondary. So I don't think I could ask to really truly be going in a better situation.
Mike, a year from now, with what you've saw on film to date, will Levante David have the Butkus Trophy?
Shoot, he should have it this year. But it's all based on the year before, you know, and your reputation, and if they just went on straight merit of what you did, you know, during the course of the year, I mean, he wins it hands down. So yeah, there's no reason he will not win that, and or should, because he should have been back to back. And then, you know, you got Will Compton, who probably knows the defense better than I do, you know, coming back for two more years, and Sean Fisher, Dr. Fisher. I'm sorry, didn't mean to. Say that correctly. I said Fish is going to be operating on people by the time he graduates, and you know, and he's going to be a great player. And nobody has any idea, unless you came all our spring practices, how good this guy's going to be. So, you know, and there's some young guys in the pipeline, you know, recruiting wise, that are going to be fantastic. You know, so
Mike Eckler,
it's going to be good.
Mike Eckler's headed to Indiana. Mike, tell us what you know about the job. As you said, you're going to a program that needs to rebuild. I think it's going to be weird when you're walking through the halls and Lee Corso's picture will be on the wall. But, you know, what do you know about Indiana? Plus, you'll be in the Big Ten with Nebraska, so you'll be able to swap some info, I'm sure, still with the Husker coaches. But what do you know so far about what you're getting into?
Well, all I know is, you know, that, like, you know, we're going to win. That's all I know. And it's going to be fun. So we're going to win, and it's going to be fun, and I can't wait. You know, after the game, I'll be excited to start that chapter. But right now, I mean, really, all I'm thinking about is Washington, and I just want to go get that one and end this thing with 11 wins and go out the right way with these kids.
Would you have a parting shot, if you could, for Dan Beebe?
Wow. No. It's Christmas, Daddy. It's Christmas.
Yeah. You know what? It's Christmas. But I will tell you, do you ever hear my conspiracy theory?
Go ahead.
About, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't share that one.
No, go ahead. It's okay. Nobody listens to the show anyway.
Yeah. No, I'll pass on that. I'll leave in good standing. But no, it's fine.
Last question, Mike. We'll let you out of here, because we do want to get your thoughts on the Holiday Bowl, which you say you're focused on. This is that time of year where a lot of things are going on.
Hey, why are you throwing that out there? You say you're focused on. Because now if we go out and we play bad, man, Eckler, it's all his fault now, huh? I got you. That was pretty smooth. I got you now.
He's still paying attention. I love that. There's a lot of things going on, you know. Ricky and Bake have some off-field issues. Then you got everybody talking about Sean maybe looking for a job. You take a week off here to come back on Friday. Is it ever hard during this time of the year to focus when there are off-the-field things going on?
Well, I think there's always off-the-field things going on. I mean, you know, I don't think it's hard to focus. Our kids had a great practice Saturday morning, and they're going to be ready to play. And we got a resilient group. They're a prideful group, and it's just the way that the culture that Bo's built here. That these kids, they'll be ready.
Well, Eck, we appreciate the time you've always had for us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And I'll be honest with you, I was with JJ on a Saturday morning. I shed a tear myself.
Yeah. I appreciate it, and I really have enjoyed getting to know you guys over the last 3 years, and who knows, maybe our paths will cross again.
Oh, we'll stalk you. Don't worry about it. We'll get that number in Bloomington. It'll be fine. Coach, have a great Christmas for you and your family. Good luck out in San Diego.
Hey, appreciate it.
Take care, bud. Mike Eckler, Nebraska linebacker coach, and named officially yesterday a co-defensive coordinator with Doug Mallory at Indiana. Always great having Eck on.
Yeah, it's going to be – it's one of those deals where you'd like to see the continuity. Nebraska fans, I guess, growing up with Tom Osborne and that continuity of the staff, times have changed. Things have changed. He saw the defense. There wasn't a lot of places for him to jump up the ladder at Nebraska when the right job – I just think it came down to that. I think he had to make a move when he thought it was right, and he thought this was the right one for his family.
Well, sometimes you have to make some changes to get better, and they are always trying to get better at Midway Auto Group. Find out more at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac during the month of December, and always online, thinkmidway.com. Midway, the better way, because right now, Christmas season's upon us. When you buy any new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or even one of the Midway certified pre-owned vehicles from the Midway Auto Group, your maintenance for all of 2011, free. 12 full months of service. No matter what happens, they've got you covered at Midway. Oh, too good to be true? It's not, because it happens every day at Midway Auto Group in Kearney. You think they couldn't do more? They always do. They're there for you. Check them out at thinkmidway.com. Tony, go back to your point before we go to break, because Jared Crick's going to join us in our next segment. The question about the rift between Mike Eckler and Bo Pelini, and part of it, we've had Eck on before, the move from the field to the booth to the field, about where a guy coaches from, what's going on. Maybe it is tough sometimes when dad's always looking over your shoulder a little bit in this case, as he is the defensive coordinator and probably knows a lot more about what the linebacker coach is doing than what the offensive line coach is doing or the tight ends coach is doing on the offensive side of the ball. And I just think, I don't think it's a rift, but I think Coach Eckler said, you know, it's also time to get out and spread your wings and fly a little bit here. And I wouldn't call it a rift, but obviously there's no doubt that dad's always looking over the shoulder, which is okay when you've got one of the top defenses in the country and you're part of one of the top defenses in the country as a great linebacker coach with a great linebacking core.
Yeah, and that was probably a poor, maybe a phrase it poorly when I asked the question, but, and you're going to hear that they didn't get along. And I thought that was just the furthest thing, you know, in getting to speak with Coach Eckler 5-6 times a year that I do. I've never heard him utter other than praise for Bo Pelini. And I think there's, you know, nobody wants there to be just, he got another job, he moved on, and everybody's happy. Everybody wants there to be, gosh, they got in a pushing match in the hallway and things broke down bad. No, that didn't happen. And I just wanted him to come out and flat out say, no, I have a huge amount of respect and couldn't be further from the truth as far as animosity towards one another.
Come out and say, no, he's a real hole. That's why I'm leaving. He's just like he is, like you see on TV.
Why are you making more out of this?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. Making something out of nothing. What's the big deal even if they didn't see 100% eye to eye? I don't think anybody sees 100% eye to eye.
I just think people out there want to make something out of it. No, I just think people that you're hearing on the street,
You got to quit sitting in the gutter and listening to the street, Daddy. It's getting to you, bro.
Yeah.
It's getting to you. Jared Crick's going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show when we come back.
Well, there's family fun drinks, and food. Everyone's wild about the chicken coop.
There's nothing better than hanging out with friends and family watching your favorite sports on TV. And there's no better place to do it than the Chicken Coop. The Chicken Coop has everything sports fans want in one place. Lots of screens, lots of games, your favorite drinks, and the best darn food around, like wings, steaks, pizza, and appetizers galore. So when the game's on, have the time of your life at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island. See you there.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free our latest solution, new version 4 Totali software. Developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now, you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try the new version for Totali for free by calling 1-800-441-5707. 1-800-441-5707. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
It's the final day of high school basketball before the Christmas break, and we've got you covered Tuesday night on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. On ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic welcomes in Axtell. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, Sandy Creek travels to Hastings St. Cecilia. And on Classic Hits 98.9, it's the final day of the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament as the Bulldogs take on Litchfield. Girls at 6, the boys at 7:45, right here on ESPN and ESPNSuperstation.com.
We'll see partial sun along with some cloudiness across the area through the day today with high temperatures of around 34. North winds will also stay at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Skies stay partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 10. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 28.
Well, I was going to ask Eckley what his favorite Christmas song was. Throw him off a little bit.
He really paid attention to the question.
Right? Well, that's good. That's good. He didn't let anything slide by. Tom and Hastings says, hey, Doug and Daddy, who in the hell gets to name some of these bowl games? Lady Gaga? Tonight's the Beef O'Brady Bowl. Give me a break. Maybe next year there should be a Troutman's Quality Meats Bowl. Tom and Hastings. Don't forget Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
By the way, Beef O'Brady is a sports bar slash restaurant in the South. And
oh, it's not like a jerky?
No.
Oh, I thought it was like a Jack Link's or something.
No.
Doesn't matter. It can't stack up to the original chicken or chicken club sandwich at BK, served with bacon and tomato. Or right now, buy one, get one free. It's their holiday gift to you at Burger King. They take care of all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show. Maybe you want a little breakfast. That's served until 11 a.m. Maybe you want to try the chicken sandwich or a little icy frozen Coke, cherry Coke. All sizes just a dollar. Two locations in Kearney at 56th and 2nd next to Walmart, near Kearney Cinema, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. BK also located in North Platte, Lexington, and some little community known as Cozad.
And right now, we go to the man from Cozad, Jared Crick. He's an All-American in our hearts.
The man from Cozad, where do you start? Holbein, Dishman? I don't know, where's Crick right now?
He's on 16, top of that 17? List right now. Because the kids today, they don't remember Holbein, and they don't remember Dishman. Jared Crick joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jared, have you bought Cindy anything for Christmas yet?
I've got a few things for the parents. Hopefully they'll like them. But, yeah, I got my Christmas shopping done early.
That's awful nice, awful nice. You're not, like, going to re-gift some of the stuff you get at the Holiday Bowl, are you?
I got a little more time. I'll give them some of that, but I'll give them some from the heart that actually costs money.
Jared Crick, Big 9-4, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jared, we just had Mike Eckler on the show, taking the job at Indiana. We'll kind of pick up where we left off with him. All this stuff that's going on off the field and a bowl game and an opponent that we've been there, done that all before. What's the level of focus and excitement right now for this football team?
We're still very upbeat. We're very fortunate to be going back to San Diego and playing in another bowl game. A lot of teams can't say that this time of year, so we're very fortunate for that. And, you know, the off-field incidents that's been happening, you know, it hasn't lost focus at all. The team hasn't. So, Coach Eck, we're very happy for him. But just everything that's been happening, people say what they want about it. But as far as the team goes, we're still very upbeat. We're very motivated to go back to San Diego and get another victory.
Coach Eckler, also wanted to say thanks to you for really not getting in the way of anybody and letting his linebackers do all the work this year.
What can I say? I do what I can.
Jared, it's your boy, and I know he's a real good friend of yours. You bring up Bake. Talk about him right now. How's he hanging in there?
He's doing well. Considering he's still a very upbeat kid, still practicing very hard, still doing all the right things. Just made a poor decision, but that doesn't speak to, you know, Baker's character at all. Baker's, he's a great kid, high values, high motivation. And it's just an unfortunate thing that happened that night. And the same with Rick T. Both outstanding citizens, outstanding teammates. It's just, unfortunate thing happens for them. But they're still very motivated, and, they're ready to get down to San Diego and do whatever they can to help us win that game.
Nebraska defensive tackle Jared Crick back with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. They've got a little downtime before getting back to Lincoln Friday and taking off for the Holiday Bowl in San Diego. Before we kind of put this issue to bed, Jared, I know you're on the Unity Council. I know when Coach Pelini took over the program, he kind of had a no O Street policy, for lack of a better word. Can you take us inside the preseason meetings or the summer meetings and tell us exactly what the coaches do tell you besides, listen, you Joes, you stay out of trouble or we're bringing the hammer? I mean, how are instances like this handled, and does he talk to you after every single one of these things?
Actually, at the beginning of the year, Coach gave the Unity Council kind of the reins on the punishment and on the rules we're going to set. Coach Bo really didn't want to handle much of that. We wanted to handle it internally as a team. So we set goals at the beginning of the year, team goals and, the rules. We could go down to O Street downtown, but the rule is no drinking. I mean, plenty of guys were used as DDs this year and, helping friends and other teammates out and whatnot. But the main goal was just not to drink, and just the things that transpired after the Big 12 game. It is what it is. Things happen, people break the rules, and we handle it internally. Didn't get off clean. We had to do some things. Rick T is gonna have to do some things, but Coach Bo really, he didn't have to do too much. Of course, you gotta, Coach Bo's the last line, and everything goes through him before a final decision is made. But really, on the team, we handle it internally, and we like to keep it that way.
How big is number 11, Jared, in you guys' mind? Is that something that's been brought up since the Big 12 championship game?
Oh, definitely. It's been, how many years since we had an 11-win season, and, despite, losing the Big 12 championship and, maybe not having the season we wanted to have, we're still going for that 11th win, which is a lot more than, what a lot of teams can say, and especially a lot of Nebraska teams of late. So getting that 11th win, it'd mean a lot, especially get 30 wins for Coach Bo in 3 years. It'd be great. And the biggest thing is definitely to send the seniors out the right way. That's our biggest motivation going into the Holiday Bowl. Just everything they put in for us into this program. They deserve to go out winners, and we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that happens.
Jay, there's a lot of speculation out there right now. You, Alfonso, and the opportunity to move on to that next level. Take us through what will happen after the bowl game with you and when you and I sit down with your parents and all that.
I've sent my credentials into the draft advisory. Not saying that, I'm going to jump and leave. I just want to see where I'm at. I'm just waiting on, what they say, what I got to improve on, whatever I need to do. I guess we'll just see, with this lockout coming and, coming into the Big Ten, there's going to be a lot of decisions, a lot of factors made into the decision. But as of right now, I haven't even, considered, what I'm going to do even after the bowl game, you know, how I'm going to go about things, how I'm going to get research on things. So right now my main focus is on the Holiday Bowl and getting the win. And, you know, after that, you know, whatever comes, comes. It's going to be a hard decision, but, you know, for Alfonso and I both. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think we're both going to make the right decision.
Coach Pelini was asked specifically about that after the final practice on Saturday. He says, yes, there's going to be guys put their name in here. He also commented that he believed fairly strongly that everybody that could be back would be back next year. What are you hoping to hear, Jared? And I guess for the fans out there, they are a little familiar with how that works in basketball. Do you find out more than just, well, we think you're going to be a second-round pick or a fifth-round pick, or do you find out more from this board?
You find out a little more, and that's just because of all the, you know, the perspectives that you hear from. You can hear from, you know, scouts, you hear from, you know, experts. But, you know, at the end of the day, nobody really knows because it's the team who gets the pick who really dictates who goes when and where. So you can be projected a first-rounder and go fifth-round. And it just works that way. So you never really know where you go until you get picked. So that's kind of the thing of it is the insecurity and, you know, not knowing where you're going to go, even though if you're projected pretty high. So it's no matter who you hear it from, it's not final until, you know, you get picked by the team. So it's really a long process, but it's all for nothing because, you know, teams pick you from you're playing on the field and not much else. So at the end of the day, when your name's called on draft day, that's when you know for sure, you know, where you're going. So everything else is just kind of pointless.
Jared Crick, a future Dallas Cowboy, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You know, being a great football player, you get to do a few more things. You also have to do a lot of these type of interviews. I just wanted to point out, for the folks that don't know, the television coverage on ESPN, Chris Fowler and Todd Blackledge will be doing the play-by-play and the color. But finally, the sideline reporter for a Husker game this year is Aaron Andrews. You know, Jared, do you think you might run down the field out of your way if you got her spotted somewhere just to say hi?
I doubt it. You know, as many games as she's done, I really haven't seen her once. So, I mean, I doubt I'd even, you know, catch up with her at the Holiday Bowl. So, I guess another game that I won't be seeing her.
She'll be a good dancer.
Jared, you know, everybody out there thinks, well, gosh, how can we be motivated when we've been there, done that against this Washington team? What do you think Jake Locker thought when he announced that he was facing you guys in the black shirt defense for the second time?
I'm sure he's very excited. I mean, you know, I've heard he was excited. I heard he's been talking a lot. So, I mean, you know, I expect him to be, you know, very motivated, but we just got to go out and we got to do what we did to him, you know, at third game of the season. And, you know, it all played out for itself. So I expect that whole Washington team to be, you know, really amped up and ready to go against us, just being the fact that, you know, we put the stomp on them at the early part of the season. So we just got to go out. We got to, you know, bring their level of intensity and much more. So I think we'll be able to do that. And if we do that, good things are going to happen. So no matter, you know, how excited they are, I think we're, you know, just twice as much excited and ready to go.
How's T-Magic moving around?
From what I see, he's doing good. We had a little run session today, a little conditioning, and, you know, he's moving around good. I think his ankle's really coming around, and, I mean, definitely that's what he needs. He needed this rest, these couple days off, just to, you know, get the swelling down and the rehab in, and he's been doing that. He's been taking care of it, and he's been doing all the right things. So I expect him to be, you know, around 100%, if not 100% come game time.
Is he staying?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going to be back for a couple more years.
All right. Well, that's, I mean, to throw a little dirt back on there, I mean, it was just so weird after the Big 12 championship game, all that had happened, then did happen, and everything that's happened in between besides talking just football. Jared, I know that was probably about as dejected maybe as you'd been as a Husker or it appeared that way after that football game. Now that it's happened and you've had time, I don't know if you've even looked back on it, but what went wrong, I guess, in that football game?
We just lost momentum. That was the biggest thing. We were rolling early, both defensively and offensively. And come that second quarter, you know, we just gave up that big play, and that really gave them confidence going in. Those fumbles hurt. You know, turnovers always kill. They've been killing us all year, and I think that's really played a huge factor. I thought we played decent as a defense. We, you know, held them to field goals when we needed them to. But definitely the turnover, I'm not going to try and blame it all on the offense, but the turnovers in, you know, our side of the field really hurt. And the big plays that we gave up, those just killed us. Give Oklahoma credit. They beat us. We didn't just lose it ourselves. They came out and, they straight out beat us that second half, and they did what they needed to do to win the game. And, I mean, you got to give them credit. But definitely, you know, playing a quality opponent like Oklahoma and losing, you know, opposed to last year, how, you know, dramatic that was. As much as it hurt, it definitely didn't hurt as much as the year before.
So who's the best team in the Big 12 this year?
You'd have to say Oklahoma, you know, just being that they had beat us and, they won it outright. So you got to go with them.
Fair enough. If you're looking for an extra present for Cindy, look what's cooking. We got some all-clad cookware we're going to talk about here in just a minute, okay?
Oh, nice.
Jared, we always appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you again and bother you some more after the bowl game, okay?
All right, guys. Always a pleasure.
All right. Go Haymakers. Good luck in San Diego. Have some fun, Jared. Thanks for the time, and have a great Christmas.
Great Christmas.
Take care. Jared Crick, always very gracious with his time. Nebraska defensive tackle. Still a lot of good things ahead of this Kozan man on the Doug and Daddy show here today. Appreciate his time.
I think after seeing his buddy right next to him a year ago, Sue, come back for his senior year and how far that elevated his draft stock, I got to think he's coming back.
Yeah, and Sue was on the Dan Patrick show this morning, and I'm wondering, you know, if Crick can put on those Michael Jackson moves like Sue can in the new video game. Daddy, you talked about those, some of the great Christmas gifts that'll probably end up in the Crick household, your household. What do we got from Look What's Cooking?
Well, first of all, we talk about the all-clad cookware, classic elegance that never goes out of style. We talk about the Wusthof knives.
Wusthof!
Whether you need the whole butcher block, the knife block full of them, or you just need an individual knife, a paring knife. You know what? I've got all these German steak knife, a Tomato Mediziner, Offenbacher. They've got all these German names in front of me. But you got a fillet knife here that is second to none. Ask Mike about the Wusthof knives. Buy them individually, buy the set of them. They've got them all for you. Plus, you know what? Maybe you're looking for some stocking stuffers. They've got a whole wall that's nothing but gadgets. And Look What's Cooking. All the gadgets for your kitchen await you. Look What's Cooking. Mike and the gang, they can set you up. Great Christmas ideas for the cook on your list. See them today. Located 2110 Central Avenue, or go to their website, lookwhatscooking.com.
You can show it all off during your holiday bowl party, your New Year's Eve or New Year's Day party. It's all there for the football, even for the guy that doesn't know much. He knows he needs something to cut the cheese and the salami with and kick it back and make the smokies in right there. And you know what? If you're not a great cook, they've got cooking classes. They're going to help you out and Look What's Cooking. Coming up, we're going to switch focus for just a minute. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia around the corner. Kathy Mettenbrink, girls basketball coach at Centura, is going to join us. So stay with us. We're right back.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million.
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher.
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar.
You bet.
This chocolate bar.
Yeah, didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept. Visit AutoOwners.com to find an agent near you. Auto Owners, the no problem people.
For award information, visit JDPower.com.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. when it comes to keeping it simple. Having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sun along with some cloudiness across the area through the day today with high temperatures of around 34. North winds will also stay at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Skies stay partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 10. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 28.
Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for
Merry Christmas. You gotta smile at Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, I like Alvin.
If that doesn't get the kids giggling, I don't know what does. Old Alvin and the Chipmunks. This new animated stuff, fine. You know, it's a whole new thing. They're dancing to Beyonce and all that. That's fine. That's original Alvin. It's Christmas Tuesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia will be coming up. We've compiled a whole bunch of different questions, and we'll get that going off here in just a little bit. But right now, as promised, we talked about Nebraska football. They're going to San Diego in the warm weather for the holidays. Well, just after Christmas, they are headed to Florida to play in a holiday tournament. And they're off to a great start. Centura's girls basketball program, obviously a very storied history with numerous wins, and they're off to a 5-0 start. And Coach Kathy Mettenbrink joins us again here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, Merry Christmas to you, and I know you guys are looking ready to get out of class and get on a plane and get to Florida.
Yeah, we are. Those kids are pretty excited about it. A bunch of them haven't even been on a plane before, so every time we mention it, they get excited.
Well, let's start at the top. You've told me a little bit about it. How did this all come to pass? I know that sometimes schools, but usually it's Class A, trying to show that they're some of the nation's best, will go in various sports and get out of state. How did this come to pass, and what made you say yes to this whole opportunity?
Well, I got a flyer last year in the mail towards the end of the basketball season, or I guess it was in the middle of basketball season, and I told my assistant or that boys coach, I said, hey, we need an extra game here. Well, let's go out to Orlando, Florida, and kind of joked around about it, and then I decided, well, why not try it? So I presented it to the school board and got it okayed in February, and we started fundraising. Cost about $34,000 for us to get there for 21 kids and three coaches, and so that's where we were at on that.
Did more kids come out this year because
We didn't gain any kids, but we sure didn't lose any. There probably would have been a couple maybe that didn't wasn't going to go out, decided they were going to stay out.
Kathy, when you look at these schools you're playing, are they the same size of schools? Are they bigger? How do you know anything about them?
Well, when they talked to me about bracketing, their enrollment as far as girls is about the same as ours, maybe 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 kids bigger than we are on the girls' end of things. So we're in a bracket that's kind of our size of school.
Kathy, as far as the on the court, what do you hope to accomplish here? I know you guys want to go down, go 3-0, and say, you know, this was all worth it. What do you expect from this trip as far as the competition and what you can come back with?
Well, you know, when they were bracketing, she told me that Tennessee was probably one of the better teams, and she said we'd probably get one of the top seats also, and we ended up drawing Franklin Road, who is one of the better teams. So right off the get-go, we got a team that has three starters back from their 25-3 last year, and had a girl that started as an eighth grader. She's a sophomore now. She's their go-to player. So we'll get tested right off the bat, so I mean, it'll be a challenge for us.
You might want to cover her, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I would say so.
Centaurus had some kids that could have started as an eighth grader, too, I'm sure, if Nebraska had that same rule.
You know, it's just fun when you get a flyer, and then you throw in the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex is where you're going to play at. I mean, the whole deal has to just be exciting and get more. I mean, the summer had, I mean, when you announced this, the summer basketball had to be, everybody had to have a smile on their face since then.
Oh, yeah. Once I told them when I went to the board in February, I said, well, we got it approved. And they were, I mean, it didn't take them long to text each other that, yeah, we're going to get to go to Florida. And, you know, and the fundraising, it was pretty stressful at times. But as, you know, this summer when we started continuing the fundraising, they really started to get a little more excited and, you know, were more eager to do things than they were at the beginning.
Once the great picking was over, everything was good for the Centura girls basketball team.
The great picking wasn't fun.
There's a good article in the Grand Island Independent here about a week ago for the folks that want to know more. Kathy Mettenbrink, the girls basketball coach at Centura, is joining us. What else do you get to do besides play basketball down there, Kath?
Oh, we're going to go to the Animal Kingdom, Universal Studios, Magic Kingdom. They have a fireworks show. They got the schedule pretty much planned out. You play a game, and then you go to a show. And, I mean, it's very organized. So, you know, it's not going to be just basketball. It's going to be a good time for the kids. And my assistant told me it's supposed to be 70 out there, so that always makes things a little bit better.
Kathy, you know, it's one thing to go with it if you're so. You guys are on a roll right now, and I'm looking at these points that you're putting up, averaging 77 a game, and, you know, people will say, well, Tony's an offensive-minded guy. No, Tony's smart enough to know that it starts with defense, and you're getting people to turn the ball over to you. You're making fast break points, and that's why you're scoring points.
Well, I'd say right now that's probably been our best offense is our defense. Our kids are, you know, playing very good defense the other night. We played Ord and held them to 8 field goals. And, you know, that's kind of been our trademark the last 4 games prior to that is the kids have really played solid defense, and we got a lot of points off of our defensive stops. So that's been a key.
Coach, what about the team this year? We know a little bit about them from the past, but as far as, you know, you got Courtney Aiken who leads the way for this ball club. How deep are you, and where are you still looking to get better?
Well, you know, I think when we came into the season, we had our top 8 kids coming back from last year, and I think that was one of the reasons we got into this Florida thing. I thought we didn't have a senior, so if we're going to do it, let's do it now. And so, you know, we got depth. We got some kids that can play. I think, you know, a thing we need to get better is offensive execution. You know, my kids have played 5 solid games of defense, 32 minutes, but I think, you know, offensive execution needs to get a little bit better.
And, Coach, we joked about this at the top of the show. You guys have a quirky schedule. You come right back from Florida, and you're going to see some of your toughest competition with Sutton and Grand Island Central Catholic, who's off to a great start, and Minden in the first 2 weeks. Plus, you only got 3 home games the rest of the season, so I guess you guys are going to have to keep that suitcase packed.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we get about a 2-day break off of coming back from Florida, and then we play state-rated Sutton. And I mean, that week's going to be brutal. And then we got about another week, and we play Minden. So, you know, we're going to have to start playing our best basketball when we get back.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to class and get ready for the trip. We sure appreciate you giving us some time here. We'll see you when you get back from the holidays, and we'll be thinking about you when we're in the Ravenna gym.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, Kath.
Thanks, Doug.
Kathy Mettenbrink joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will be covering the boys are still playing in that Ravenna Holiday Tournament with Ravenna Loup City Overton. Of course, we'll also be at Amherst next week, Kearney Catholic, North Platte St. Pat's, Ainsworth. Their boys' team is unbeaten. Our guys in Hastings will be following St. Cecilia, Adams Central, the GNAC Tournament. The brackets have just come out. That is going to be hosted in Kearney next week. So all that, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up, and Tony, we go to break with some bad news. Tony Romo's been put on IR. That means he's out for the rest of the year, so no comeback for Romo this year.
Good.
Back.
We might be able to score.
Back after this.
Wait a minute. You might think this is too good to be true. A 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, 2-year, 100,000-mile roadside assistance package, a 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, a 30-day exchange privilege, first oil changes for free, and the finest service center in all the land. It does sound too good to be true, but it's not, because it happens every day right here at the Midway Auto Group in Kearney. With all that Midway has to offer, you might think they couldn't do more. Well, they did, and it's their gift to you. Right now, during this Christmas season through January 1st, when you buy any new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep, or Midway certified pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Group, your maintenance is free for all of 2011. Listen, that's 12 full months of service on them. Find out more at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian. I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-1-5. That's 338-1348 or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Thank you for the pleasure of your friendship and goodwill during the past year. When you need us, we'll be there, Kearney Towing and Repair. Wishing you a wonderful holiday season and a new year full of happiness and posterity.
Family, friends, food, and festivity are only a few of the wonderful parts of this time of year. No matter where you are or who you're with, happy holidays from CHS Agri Service Center. Proud to be Agri.
We'll see partial sun along with some cloudiness across the area through the day today with high temperatures of around 34. North winds will also stay at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Skies stay partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 10. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 28.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Sounds like we might get a little bit. Like Thursday into Friday could be a mixture. It's nothing like what they've got of the East, Doug and Daddy Show, and thankful for that. Can you remember last year? Holy moly, December was hell.
Do I remember last year? I remember my sister-in-law and her boyfriend then coming and staying at my house for a week. Yes, I remember last year. It was lovely. Nothing wrong with that. Love to have them.
Oh, I was just so glad to be able to not go in the ditch like a lot of people unfortunately did. So keep it safe, folks. We got the Doug and Daddy Show for you all week. Next week, a lot of Nebraska football talk, getting ready for the Holiday Bowl, a lot of basketball talk, holiday basketball tournaments going on around the area. As we just told you before the break, we're going to be in quite a few places. Speaking of basketball, tonight, Pleasanton Litchfield on Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholic Axtell on ESPN 1460, Sandy Creek St. Cecilia on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Should be two great games. Both girls teams there are unbeaten on the season.
Upset last night when Pleasanton knocked off Arapahoe?
No. Hard-fought game. My goodness, hard-fought game. I can't believe Arapahoe's 4-3. There's some good teams out there. Arapahoe is a good team. Arapahoe is a good team, and they have to play next Monday, and I would not bet a nickel on the winner of that game. Wouldn't do it, because it could turn just that quick. What a ball game last night. Track meet, maybe a little too fast for some of them, and we'll see how that changes next week.
Since 1970, Litchfield in boys basketball has defeated Pleasanton once.
They're undefeated, and Pleasanton's only loss is to defending state runner-up Overton in Class D1. So there you go. Nebraska women's basketball team fell last night 65-51 to Louisville, and they played without Dominique Kelly. The senior guard had a streak of 109 consecutive starts snapped. Forced to the sideline with injury. The Nebraska men's basketball team is home tonight against Grambling State, looking for their eighth consecutive win at 7:05. Congratulations to the Storm's Rick Pinkston. He's the USHL Defenseman of the Week. And forward Matt Johnson has given his oral commitment to play for the Ohio State University. Also, Tony, collegiate baseball's top 25 baseball, top 40 baseball rankings out. Who's number one?
Texas. Oh, the Horned Frogs.
TCU. I gave Daddy a little clue. I gave him the Horned Frog. Creighton Prep has hired a new coach.
But where's
Chris
Texas
Nizzi,
at?
The assistant.
We go back. Where's
takes
Texas?
Over. Texas, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State, or excuse me, A&M. Oklahoma 6, Texas 7, A&M 8th, Kansas State 37th, Baylor 39th, Nebraska, Missouri, Oklahoma State all receiving votes. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you've not won in the last 2 months, it's your chance for a $25 gift card, a Christmas stocking stuffer for you from Troutman's Quality Meats, or you can get something to eat for the holidays. And that's what's so great about this time of the year, Daddy, and why then they always put the fat-reducing commercials on during the bowl season is because you got great Christmas food, you got the college bowl games, you got the NFL playoffs, you got New Year's Eve, you got New Year's Day. It's all right there. We're so happy. You've got your slew of questions. I've got my slew of questions. Let's go to the phone lines at 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
This is Lauren.
Lauren. Daddy, fire a question to Lauren.
Lauren, what city is the Beef O'Brady Bowl in?
What?
What city is the Beef O'Brady Bowl between Louisville and Southern Miss played in tonight?
Let's say New Orleans. Ain't right, probably.
No, you are incorrect. Try again.
Man, I don't even know the answer to that one. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You are such a tool. You know that, right? Who we got on the phone line?
This is John.
John. Same. What, you got a different question, Tony? You want me to fire one?
Go ahead.
We had Mike Eckler on the program. He's a Nebraska boy. What high school did he attend?
Jeez, Doug, you're no better tool than Tony is.
Thanks for trying. Have a great day. Try again.
888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
This is Lavelle.
Lavelle, what's up? Taddy, it's your turn.
Mike Eckler got his coaching debut at this high school in Nebraska.
Kozak.
That's incorrect.
Not Kozak. Now, that would have been cool. Try back, Lavelle. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Lauren again.
Lauren got through. How outstanding.
I can't believe that. I'm pretty fast.
We asked him the Beef O'Brady Bowl question. Okay, we already had Centura girls basketball coach Kathy Mettenbrink on the show today. What state is their first opponent from in Florida? Franklin Road Academy High School is in what state?
See, I was channel surfing then. Rush Limbaugh. All right, Florida
is not correct, but thanks for trying. Call back 888-455-3776. I thought you had more questions, Tony.
Another question.
Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Daddy, fire a question.
Matt, Sunday players from Boise State and Utah were involved in a skirmish in Las Vegas outside of this.
Expect them
no idea.
If you know the story, you'll know this.
Well, that's not trivia. Matt, I'm gonna save you here. You may not know.
Matt hung up.
Oh, Matt's gone. That's not trivia though. That's a news story. It's not trivia, is it? I mean, either you. I don't know. Can I guess?
I don't know. Yes.
Outside of the fountains at Bellagio. No.
Go ahead.
The massage parlor.
Yes, it was outside a massage parlor.
See, people don't read the same things you read. 888-455-ESPN. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Tim, Carney.
Tim, here, let's give you the Mike Eckler question. Which high school did he attend in Nebraska?
Tecumseh.
Tecumseh is not correct. Who attended Tecumseh, Daddy?
Tough Tony Davis did.
You sure?
Yep.
Where's Matt Davison from?
Tecumseh.
Okay. Nice job.
He's on the untough side of town, though.
Let's stay with the phone lines. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I hate when we don't get a winner right away and we think we got to make an easier. Who are we chatting with?
This is John again.
John, should we ask him the that question? What do you want to ask him? You ask him the bowl question.
I want to ask John where Mike Eckler got his coaching start at in the state in the high school, right?
That's the question you asked me before.
No, we asked you what high school he was from.
Oh, where did he start his coaching at?
Yeah.
God, it can't be good when you're not hitting on all cylinders today. New callers, 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
This is Stan from Hastings.
Stan, great to have you on the program today. You want me to ask you the Mike Eckler question or something else?
I'll take the one on the
no.
basketball. I know the answer to that one.
I'm gonna ask you one that's somewhat simple. All these college football games, we've had three in the books, but most of them we get going tonight with that Beefo Brady's Bowl. So let's go to a mascot. What's the mascot at South Florida?
Oh, God. I don't know what they call him, but I think it's the guy with the funny-looking hat that carries a sword. I don't know what you call him, but...
No.
No.
No. Well, that wasn't even close.
No. Stan, thanks. Try back, Stan. No. No. No, that's not right. Who are we chatting with on the Doug and Daddy Show?
Kent from Kearney.
All right. Let's ask you, what high school did Mike Eckler attend?
St. Mary's.
Ooh, good. Could have covered maybe a couple of different St. Mary's, but no, incorrect. Try back. I thought that was a little easier, Tony. I thought that was more common knowledge there.
Yeah, I thought a lot more people knew that, too.
888-455-ESPN. Stan from Hastings, I had the perfect one if he gets back on the show. Who are we chatting with?
Chris.
Chris, what do you know?
I know, don't ask me anything about Mike Eckler.
Oh, Chris. Chris, you're gonna hate us then. Paul Merkowitz Friday took the head coaching job at his alma mater. What's the school?
Oh, nobody can say that name. It's in Iowa. I don't know.
888-455-ESPN. We have fun with all our callers. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Ed.
Ed? Daddy, what question do we got for Ed? Should we ask him the Eckler question, or should we ask him the Merkowitz question?
Let's ask him the Eckler question.
What high school did Mike Eckler attend?
Blair.
Blair is it. The Bears. Ed is the winner of a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. One of the smartest men in all the world today is Ed. Ed, thanks for calling in. Hang on the line, and we'll get you the information.
Thank you.
888-455-ESPN. Always get you with us. Okay, Paul Merkowitz. Loris. In Iowa, the Centura girls basketball team plays Franklin Road Academy out of Tennessee. Mike Eckler got his coaching start at Omaha Scutt. The South Florida mascot, the Bulls. So I don't think he runs around with a funny hat and a sword. Anything? Oh,
if he does, he's pissed. Let's be honest with you.
Where's the Beefo Brady Bowl?
In St. Petersburg, Florida.
That cover all of them? Was that all the questions we had today?
I think so.
We had a variety of them, so there you go.
I think I thought more people would know the Mike Eckler background a little bit better. Kansas State.
They do now because we're here to educate. And we want to thank Nebraska linebacker and co defensive coordinator of the Indiana Hoosiers, Mike Eckler, for joining us on the show today. Nebraska defensive tackle Jared Crick and Centura girls basketball coach Kathy Mettenbrink joining us on this Tuesday show before Christmas. Tomorrow, it's Wednesday. That means our Loper link. Loper wrestling coach Mark Bauer will join us. So the basketball teams are off until the first of the year, but they're heading out to Arizona. We'll chat with him about that. Also, Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star among our guests on the program tomorrow. And we'll make our college picks.
Yeah,
we're gonna pick some bowls.
Who do you like tonight?
I'm taking Louisville in the Beef O'Brady's Bowl.
You know what? I'm going to take Southern Miss tonight. I think it should be a great football game. Very, very by the way, the starting quarterback missed the last four games at the start of the year with Louisville. Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago's kid, may be back tonight.
And tonight's game starts the finals of our Doug and Daddy Pigskin Pick'em, the four finalists. This is where they start tonight for that laptop computer from Premier Rental and Purchase. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy the basketball tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.